It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, there's a whole new culture around something that Google came up with, and it's just so rewarding. It's whenever you type in a question to Google, and it auto-fills the question for you. And a lot of times, it guesses correctly, and you're like, geez, Google, how are you reading my mind?
I like to think that it's not a weird question after all that it's been asked before.
Mm-hmm. You're like, look at that. A lot of people have asked this crazy question.
How come it can do that, but it doesn't auto-correct my spelling?
Yeah, I think that's on purpose.
There's no help.
It's just being mean.
Honestly, I get mad at the places where it doesn't auto-spell for you now. Mm-hmm. Like your email and stuff, it's like it'll do it, but you have to say, do you want to change it? Like, yeah, I do. I'm like, I already know that.
I hate when I'm trying to misspell a word and it fills it in with the correct word. I'm like, no, I'm trying to actually misspell it. I didn't tell you to auto-fill that.
Okay, that's weird, but I get offended whenever it doesn't help more. I feel like it should know what I'm going to say, not just the word. It should be like, I know Tom well enough. I know what he's getting ready to say, and it should fill it in for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because I never ask about ducks.
Right.
And I'm like, why do you keep filling that in?
And what does ducking even mean?
See, and I am asking about ducks. So
oh, wow.
Weird.
You must be shocked then.
Yeah, but I think our computers think too much for us, too.
No.
Like you Google one thing about exercise equipment or a pill or something, and all of a sudden that's all the commercials you see all the time.
Well, that's not thinking for you. That's just repeating the same crap over. I want my computer to think for me. I want it to know that if I looked that up, it was for some weird reason and not to bother with them again.
See, I would worry that if my computer could read my brain, that it would be like, honey, we're going to send you to a padded room. I think you're done
here.
Well,
everyone would be in a padded room if they could do that.
Yeah, we're all crazy a little bit.
You think you're like, oh, I'm special, but we're all really weird.
This room is padded that we're in right now.
That's true.
A little bit. But maybe we don't even, all right, this is all fake. And we're just in a mental institution.
That's for soundproofing the studio.
That's what they told
yes.
us.
Yes, yeah, that does an echo right. and stuff from the microphone.
The guy in the white jacket said,
yeah. Here, take your pills.
Okay.
All right, so here is the reason I don't know how we got here, but the reason I brought this up is there's a big trend with Gen Z now. Gen Z struggles with personal interactions with one another. They grew up on the computer. They grew up interacting with people through a computer network or a social media network. And so in person, they have a lot of questions. And the question is it rude? They ask if it's rude or not. And then, of course, it self-fills the rest of the question to find out whether they're breaking these social norms or not.
Like, is it rude not to take some gift over to a party or something?
Well,
right?
It's funny. It says, if you're looking over my shoulder, because it said the number one question was, is it rude to refuse a gift? That was a question Gen Z had.
To refuse a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I was thinking about taking a bottle of something over to a party or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is rude not to.
Yeah, I know. That would be my first thing when I thought of it. Is it rude? That's what I would Google.
I forget, though.
Okay.
So I would say it is rude to refuse a gift.
I think so, too. I think you act as though you like it, and then you secretly get rid of it some other way after they leave.
It depends on who's giving it and what the purpose is of the gift.
Okay, who would you be able to tell this sucks?
Well, it's not necessarily suck, but if somebody's trying to give me a $10,000 gift and is expecting more from me, then I would have to say, I cannot accept this gift because you're expecting more than me than what I'm willing to give.
I don't think that's really what they're just
you're
saying.
You're talking about a Christmas gift or a birthday gift.
Right.
Okay.
What's so funny, though, is Tom immediately assumes it's a bad gift.
That's the one you would refuse. No one is going to refuse a good gift.
Well, no, it could be like something that's way extreme, like Cato said. Here's $10,000.
I'll take it.
What about a hand-me-down? Are you allowed to say no thanks to hand-me-downs?
See, I think that's another thing where you should take it, act like you're overjoyed, and then get rid of it.
That's why I was asking, is it rude to reject hand-me-downs?
Yes.
Was it a breast pump or something?
No, it was baby clothes that my friend offered her for her newborn. And she goes,
what?
I want to buy my own clothes.
I don't even remember that. I thought you were talking about the person who did offer like a breast pillow something, and I was like, I might just buy my own because... You got to think, there's like some dripping, there's some
slobbering
stuff.
Okay, that's
like
different than a hand-me-down. Yeah. I thought you were talking about clothes for your kid.
I don't remember rejecting clothes.
Yeah. Some moms
sad.
Do that.
Was it your
clothes?
Huh?
It was yours?
No.
Listen, some moms are picky about that stuff.
You just know what you do? You say to your friend, kid, she's uppity.
Yeah.
I just say, I said she declined. Oh.
I do not remember. Who was it?
So this is why it's rude, Tori.
I did not say no to her clothes.
Yeah, I said she's got some clothes.
She dresses Jackson so cute.
This has gotten very personal.
Oh, sorry. This needs to go off.
Can you guys do this on a group therapy day? Okay.
We'll call it
so
tomorrow.
What you should have done, Tori, was say, oh, I would love them, and then take them and donate them to Goodwill.
Oh, wow. That's
but cool. You don't tell the person, your clothes aren't good enough for me.
That's rude, okay? You should have Googled that right there. You should have said, is it rude?
Not just Gen Z, but okay. Millennials may have problems with these things, too. Uh-huh. That's just the first one.
And what's the other
one? Is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors? Yes, unless you're a major celebrity.
What about
then
at night?
It's okay. Same answer.
Okay.
I disagree. Sometimes I'm going to the grocery stores, I forget I even have them on. And I'm grocery shopping real quick. I'm like, I got my sunglasses on. I forgot to take them off. No.
It is.
It's forgetful.
Well, can I get to where forget? I can't see? You know, you get over to the freezer department,
exactly.
You open that freezer door and they fog up. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, God,
I got my glasses on. Yeah,
I thought it was dark in here. I didn't think I paid the power.
Somebody turn on the lights.
All right. Is it rude to invite someone to a shower but not the wedding? Yes, that's rude.
Okay, I'm glad you finished that because I'm thinking of a real shower, like you're taking a shower. Oh. What are you
this
talking
is a real
about?
Shower. It's a shower for the party.
However, I would be quite okay with it.
Well, wouldn't you rather not get invited to either?
Usually showers are fun these days.
Oh, really?
Punch bowl.
I don't want to get alcoholic.
It is rude if you invite somebody to your baby shower and you don't.
Okay. You confused me now.
I'm sorry.
A baby shower. Bridal. And a wedding.
It's a wedding.
They didn't have to get married.
Both. Bridal shower is what I'm saying. It's rude, and you don't invite them to the wedding. Because they bought you something, you know, it's just rude.
All right. Is it rude to stare at someone? That's got to be a it depends question.
It's flirting.
I just need a shirt that says I'm not staring at you. Because that I zone out sometimes, and it looks like I'm looking at people, right. But I'm not. And then they'll cut eyes at me, and I'm like, oh, hi. Sorry.
All right. And finally, is it rude to go into a restaurant an hour before closing? I think an hour is okay, but much less than that, and you're getting into rude territory.
Well, you want to eat fast. If you're going, and you want to tell the server, too. If you're sitting down 30 minutes before closing time, like, look, I know it's late. I'm going to eat fast. Just bring it quick.
Then don't say, give me a minute to look at the menu.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You better know what you wanted when you get in there.
Yeah, but I say an hour is fine, but 30 minutes is pushing it.
I agree. It's pushing it. So we're in agreement on most of these, except for Tori, freaking horrible story about those kids' clothes.
Honestly, I should just go home and think about what I've done. I'm going to leave now.
God, I'll go with you. We'll continue to talk about it.
Well, that'd be rude for y'all to leave the conversation before we end it.
Yeah. Right? That was number six.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, moms, be careful what you are saying about your bodies in front of the kids, about body image, all that stuff, because a lot of moms talk about the dieting and they're overweight or they need to lose weight, and they put a lot of emphasis on that, and it's affecting the daughters in the relationship.
How? This doesn't sound bad yet.
Well, they say what influences this behavior of them thinking about being overweight is social media is like one of the number one things. And then relatives, moms, grandmas, aunts, sisters, anybody that's a female in the family, it's a relative, have conversations about this weight thing, and they focus on it quite a bit.
More pressure on the women, but also with natural features too, because I've always said I want a nose job. Yeah. My second niece has my nose. And so now I look at her and I have to be like, I can't talk about my nose anymore because it's beautiful on her and I don't want her to second guess herself.
Okay. That's to me is you're allowed to talk about yourself if you want to talk about yourself. That's the one person you can still talk about. But I will also ask you this, which is true? Do we have a body image problem or do we have an obesity epidemic? But apparently the press wants us to believe both of those things at the same time, and they can't both be true.
Well,
there is a point at which it is okay to say, I need to lose weight, or I'm overweight, or this is hurting my health. You can't just sit there and condemn every talk about losing weight.
But it's based on health, not as in I'm looking at a model, I need to be a size 0-2. It should be based on your health.
I agree, but there's a lot of people I see walking around in Walmart and places.
Okay.
It's their health.
But a majority think that they need to lose weight when they are a normal size.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about those people. Right. I'm talking about people that they need to lose weight.
I think those people need to talk to someone because they also have issues.
But,
if you think you got to lose weight and you're a two or zero or?
Well, 42% of the people in the survey said the worst thing, they said the worst thing about being female was pressure to look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pressure of all the social media, all the magazines, all the celebrities.
That's
all
true
stuff.
For everyone.
I agree.
Okay, but think about bodies, though. Dad bod, considered hot. He loves his family. He prioritizes them.
We
the
don't
mom
believe that.
Who has the actual baby, gets pregnant, gains weight, everything else. The minute that baby's out, people are like, how you feeling? How's the weight coming off?
Yeah.
It's like, will you give me a minute?
Well, first of all, that's the first thing you said coming back.
What?
You're talking about how I'm losing my baby weight and all this stuff. It wasn't us saying, like, pressuring you to do it. You wanted to do it yourself.
I thought you said, you losing your baby weight. And I was like, you do look good.
Yeah, well, thank you. Honestly, you were pregnant. It affected me, Tom, and Kato. We gained weight with you.
I did. Yeah. I mean, she couldn't drink. She couldn't go to happy hour, so I had to take up the slack.
Yeah, drinking for two. Survey of a young girls. This is 7 to age 10 years old is the information I'm giving you right now. 38% think they are not pretty enough. And that's just bad.
Is it? Because I spent my whole life thinking I wasn't good looking enough. And I'm not.
You
and I'm
what?
Not lying to myself. I'm not a great-looking person.
Well, you're very visual. Like, that's
Well, that's what this whole discussion is about.
Well, I agree. But I think you're harder on yourself than you, because there's a lot of great things about you.
I didn't say there weren't great things about me, but looks ain't one of them.
I would...
No, your calves. Your calves. I mean, from the
no
knees
one looks
down,
anyone's calves.
Well, when you got shorts on, from the knees down, you're a handsome man.
No.
I have bottom of your shorts at the top of your socks. it's awesome.
And that's supposed to help me, is it?
No.
Don't let them bully you. Look at your wife. She is stunning.
Oh,
look at your kids. They're beautiful.
Way out of my league.
You're doing okay.
I get it. But I'm just saying, I lived my whole life knowing I wasn't the best guy in the room. Best looking guy in the room, I should say.
Well, you're never going to be the best looking. None
but
of us
I mean,
are ever going to be the best
I'm
looking.
I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the room.
You just mean versus these two?
Yes. Or whoever was in the room.
But hasn't your wife tried to encourage you to get healthy and lose weight for
I'm not talking
kids?
About that. I'm talking about my face, Kato.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's God don't make mistakes.
He That's did true. On me.
No. He knew exactly. Before you were born, your DNA, he knew exactly what we needed, and we needed a Tom Steele here in the upstate.
I mean, even on Rudolph, we had an island of misfits. So, but, you know, they were still loved.
Charlie in the box.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all aren't helping. I'm just calling it like it is. There are people who need to address these situations and not pretend they don't have these problems.
Okay, but I think you should look at yourself and look at the positives and not the negatives. Because you tend to look at the negative.
No, I look at the realities. I look
at
the
like
positives and the negatives.
You know what? You're not an ugly guy.
I don't think I'm ugly. I think I'm like maybe a six.
Look,
five? At least a four.
Oh, you're asking us.
Well,
sorry.
I thought you were going to stop
you just
me somewhere
or something. But I've always been down on myself. I mean, you saw my teeth. When I graduated high school, I was 227 pounds and I had jacked up teeth.
But you know what? Look at you now.
Because I worked for it.
Yes, you didn't want to look that way anymore.
But I also am down on myself on my decisions I've made in life and still making. But you know what? People have it worse than me. And I'm blessed where I'm at.
But you don't want to think that, too. Though.
Why not?
Why? I mean, people have it worse than I do, so I should be blessed.
Well,
we
should
I've
never
got.
Compare ourselves to anybody. We should compare
that's
ourselves
all
to
we ever do.
Well, I know that's what humans do, it doesn't have to be that way.
But see, I compare myself to somebody not as blessed as I am, and that makes me feel better. Now, if I looked at somebody that was more blessed than me, I'd feel like
jealous,
like they're looking down on me.
Okay, so new research found we're all self-conscious.
Everybody is. I mean, you go around and you even try to tell your kids that and stuff, and especially in like school, like they can't comprehend that at that time in their life. But we're all struggling, you know, and trying to figure things out. Life is a mystery.
I don't struggle. I accept it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to work around my weaknesses. Play to my strengths. That's what these people need to do. Instead of sitting there going, oh, look, woe is me. Everything is horrible. No, find your strong points. Use those to your advantage. Accept that you have some weaknesses and try to improve them if you can, like Kato did. But don't sit there and lie to yourself.
What are your strengths? What would you say your strengths
Tori,
are?
Don't bring him back down.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's Jesse Murph on the Hawk and Tom Show at B93.7. I think she's hitting, going to be in Anderson or something here soon. 8:56 now, sunshine, scattered thunderstorms. What?
That's just funny you would say that, but not really, no.
Well, I saw that she is going to be. I just don't know when. If it's May, if it already passed, but I think it's in the near future. Google. Yeah, feel free
God
to.
God forbid we be the beacons of knowledge.
Okay, first of all, do you even know who she is? Second of all, did you even know she was coming to Anderson?
But it's not Why do you useful have to, or helpful to
yes,
anyone
it
to
is.
Say I, she may have already come. I'm not even sure.
Because you, I said she is. I heard she's coming to Anderson here soon.
Can you imagine watching the news and you've got your favorite newscaster like, this may have already happened or not, but we're just going to mention it
today. First of all, this ain't the 6 o'clock news. It's a Hawk and Tom show. Second of all, yeah.
September 5th,
yeah.
Anderson.
And by the way, they do that with the weather every day, Tom.
Thunderstorms. So Hawk's just a weatherman is what you're saying.
Sunny all day.
Boys, can we get along?
I just laughed and he took offense.
No, I didn't. I'm like, why call me out in the first place? It's just a little bit.
I just laughed because it's funny because you're like, I don't even know if this has already happened
or not. It's conversation. I'm like, I knew that she is coming to Anderson. Okay. I didn't know because I didn't go to the show. And so it's just light conversation. Like, I heard, she's going to be coming to Anderson.
You know, it's funny because I just became a mom, but really I didn't. I've had 3 boys for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Y'all keep me entertained and a little stressed.
Well, I was freaking for a second. I thought you gaslit us. I'm like, I didn't think you had 3 kids.
People call you out for stuff they don't even know themselves. It's like, you had no idea. Do you know who Jesse Murphy is?
I don't think you understand. You're supposed to be the announcer who gives out information to people.
And I did. I said, she's going to be coming to Anderson. I hear she's coming to Anderson.
Or maybe it's already happened. I'm not sure.
No, that's after you call me out.
That's what you said.
I know, because I'm going to be honest about what I thought, because I didn't know specific dates. That's why I said I heard she's coming to Anderson soon. And then Cato, he's over there snickering and laughing. He's
it was
started.
Funny.
Cato started this, and then he sits back and he watches the fireworks.
You know, that's so much fun. I mean, why be involved in an argument that you really don't have a say in? Then you can just get it, keep it going, and sit over here and have a little entertainment.
And I was just laughing with Cato.
I love that Cato's the one just drops the little nugget and walks away and watches it happen.
Listen, I was talking about him, too. I wasn't just calling you out,
that's
Tom.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Now, who's coming?
And when?
Uncle Jesse from Bo and Luke Duke. I knew who it was.
Oh, I thought you meant from Full House, and I was like, yes, yeah. Uncle Jesse.
There's 2 Uncle Jessies.
They look totally different.
Yes, they do.
All right, so this is going to have nothing to do with the discussion we just had. I can't even think of a way to tie it in. But, you know, there's Tori and I've had a conversation not long ago about how facial recognition and crowd recognition has gotten so crazy. The government can track you everywhere. They even have something called gait recognition now, which is not G-A-T-E, but G-A-I-T. In other words, the way you walk or the way you move in public, they can identify who you are just by watching the way you walk.
Scary.
Okay? So they have got this going on. It's terrifying, Cato. But the police just used it for something that was actually a good use, I think.
Well, going back to the way you walk, people do have their walk. I'm like, I can tell just by hearing Tom shuffle his feet down the hall here. That's Tom coming in here in the morning.
Yeah, but I walk differently based on the shoes I'm wearing. So is it going to be sensitive enough to tell?
That's probably true with me, too. I just wear the same shoes.
Yeah, true.
I walk differently on the weekends.
Okay, well, that's the alcohol. That's different.
All right, so back to the story. They actually used this facial recognition software to track down several people that had done something illegal. They had been twerking on a police car.
Wait a minute. That's illegal?
That's illegal.
Been doing that wrong.
There go my weekend plans.
Yeah, no.
They were actually on the roof and hood of the car. They did damage to the car.
Okay, I can see that.
They thought they wouldn't get in trouble because no one could recognize them, but they were able to use the video camera footage and facial recognition technology to determine who was actually twerking on the police car.
I think they thought they could get away with it because all the riots, they're jumping on police cars and destroying police cars, and nothing happens to
exactly.
those. They should be shot off the car. Just bam, 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 bam.
Now, were they upset or were they just, you know, having fun twerking on the car?
I think they were having fun. The crazy part is there was apparently an officer inside the car.
Oh, yeah.
So that that's a I think he's in trouble, too.
Oh,
I'm not sure on that.
It?
I haven't.
I don't think so.
You're not sure, so you just don't throw it out.
I just
don't
like,
in trouble.
Well, that's allowed, isn't it?
In your face. And I couldn't even be quick enough to think of that. See, Cato's doing it again. He's going to start something between you and I.
I thought it was
then,
okay.
Then he's sitting back and watching the fireworks.
I will sit back and twerk.
That would be a video to see, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This is like crazy house in here. But anyway, it's a reminder for everyone now that if you think you can just get away with stuff, there are cameras everywhere, and they have technology now to track you by your face, by your way you walk, all kinds of stuff.
But who cares? They'll do it, and then they get let off. So what does it matter?
No. They will get let off, but you or I would go to jail for years.
Now, what's so interesting, though, is like twerking on a police car, and like if you twerk next to it, and like, you know, if you were to twerk,
I don't believe that's what they're doing.
Like you're going through a car wash and you're putting your butt up to the side and you're setting it back and forth and twerking that way. So that would, that is that illegal?
No.
It's only one way to find out.
Standing on the car and denting the hood and the roof is illegal.
Okay, so stepping on the car. So my weekend's fine, man.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Let's talk about the fruits and vegetables right now. A lot of stuff going on in the science world when it comes to that.
I don't know what fruits and vegetables Tori's eating right now, but they smell good.
There's pasta.
It's really good smelling.
Can you wait until we're done with this break?
Fine.
I mean, Tom, you have been such a bad influence on her, just chomping down while we're sitting here having a conversation with microphones on.
It seemed normal to me.
I was quiet. Y'all are the ones who made me talk with my mouth full. Oh, wait, I about ate some more. Sorry.
I got to say, you know, you're sitting there in the fruits and vegetable section at the grocery store, and then you see a fine piece of fruit you want to squeeze or thump, and you notice that the manager, the produce manager, is looking at you, and
your melons in front of everybody.
It's like, I really want to squeeze these avocados just to see which one, but I'm, you know, you're sitting there handling every one.
Oh, I don't, I mean, I don't squeeze them hard, but.
Yeah, but I mean, people do. You know, think how many germs are on those avocados.
I don't eat that skin.
I do. And you ever notice the people who, well, no, I don't eat the skin. I was talking about the sickness people because I have watched people be like, in their hands, they will pick something up and go, that avocado's not squishy enough. And they put it back. I'm like, no.
Yeah. And did you see this? Grocery stores.
Take another
bite. Grocery stores are now selling unattractive vegetables that were previously thrown away for being too ugly. Like a lot of times, you know, you notice you go to the grocery store, almost all those tomatoes look, you know, perfect. But if you go to some, like a farmer's market, they are different looking shapes and sizes of the tomatoes.
Right.
The veggie.
Body shaming?
No, what's
fruit and vegetable shaming, because these fruits and vegetables are way too ugly.
The misfits, the veggie misfits.
Yeah, and I never thought about that, but they get rid of some of those.
They get rid of a lot of that stuff if it doesn't look good, because when you go and get a tomato, you're looking at the different tomatoes, and you got that one that's weird looking. You're not buying that one.
Yeah, and then you got the two types of ugly. You got the inner ugly and then the outer ugly. Because, you know, it's beautiful on the outside, but you peel it and all of a sudden it's like, this is not fresh. And then, of course, you got kale that's ugly on the inside and outside. It's just
you know, there's a fruit called the ugly.
Really?
So I think it's U-G-L-I.
You ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We can tell who are the cheerleaders in the room.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have to look that up. U-G-L-I.
I think so.
And then also, scientists have created a new banana. You're going to love this, Cato.
What's your papa? I love me some nanners.
Yeah. It's created a new banana that stays fresh for 12 hours after being peeled. So you think about, this is why you're going to like it.
The banana pudding.
Think about your nanner pudding.
Yeah, because after about a couple of days, the bananas start turning brown inside the pudding.
Put these in fruit salad, put it in your nanner pudding, and they won't get brown and mushy, because there's nothing like digging in that nanner pudding that's a day old, and you're like, oh, that's a brown banana. I don't want that. Don't look appetizing.
I like when it gets a little brown. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a little sweeter.
Really?
It is. Yeah.
It's less nutritious, but more sweet.
Nuh-uh. I read the opposite.
You know, the greener they are, the more nutritious they are.
I actually saw a female comedian, and she says white women age like bananas.
Oh, that I feel personally attacked by that.
I'll let you think about that for a little bit. Yeah, that's sad. They just turn brown and, I guess, go bad.
Wrinkle up.
I don't know. They just shrink.
I don't get that one.
Well, it was funny when she said it.
But they say even after 24 hours, this new variety will have 30% less browning than the traditional banana. Everything else is the same. Okay? They have the same taste, smell, sweetness, and texture, just with edited genes. And some people are slightly offended by this.
I don't know if offended is the right word, but suspicious or concerned, maybe.
Yeah, it's slightly controversial because they made changes with the banana's existing genes by disabling the ones that create the enzyme that browns the bananas.
I'm okay with that. What could go wrong? Just by editing genes.
It's like, I want prettier banana pudding or banana salad, fruit salad. So I want these, I don't know, genetically altered bananas.
Just don't be a quitter and eat all the banana pudding at once.
Yes.
Like, what's wrong with you that you got it left over?
Why can't we try this stuff out for, like, animal feed first? And that way, 5 years later, you're like, wow, look, this did not work well with those cows. Thank God we didn't feed it to humans straight out of the machine.
No, you took a vaccine that was just invented.
Yeah, well, there was also a new disease that had just come out.
You can't put either lemon juice or lime juice on your bananas.
Yeah.
That keeps them from browning as quickly, and you're supposedly not able to taste it like in a pudding, but I can't bring myself to doing that.
I'll be honest. A lot of times I eat around the bananas with the banana pudding. It's like I eat those vanilla wafers and all the wafers and all the pudding, and then I get to the bananas. If you get the banana pudding after me,
you're weird.
It's like there's all some bananas over to the side.
I like them. Do you know bananas are the reason you have fruit flies in your house?
Are you kidding me? That explains why we have fruit flies.
I hate those things, too.
Yeah, and they lay babies on the peel. And then by the time you take it home, they're like, whoa, new house.
I feel like there's other fruits that do it worse than bananas.
Well, pretty much anything that's getting ripe, like Maynard, overly ripe.
So it's not the bananas.
But yeah, they bring them in. The bananas bring them in.
So did you find out bananas are healthier?
It's all the same.
And I hear all the milkshakes bring the boys to the yard.
That wasn't true. I tried it in high school.
Okay.
Well, you got to bring a large milkshake.
What?
Okay.
That's what they said in the song, right?
No. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than y'all's.
And bananas bring all the gnats to your kitchen. It's a different song.
That's not right.
Oh, my.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.